Welcome to Storytime for Littles with Abby. Today we're going to be reading Hooray for Fall by Kazu Uemura. Deep in the woods, summer was over. Mick, Mac, and Molly were going with Papa to collect nuts. When they came home, their baskets were full. "Look, Mama," said Mick, "we found so many nuts." Mama had been busy too. "What are you knitting?" asked Mac. "It's a secret," said Mama. "You'll have to wait and see when I have finished. That night, the little squirrels were tired out. They fell asleep as soon as they went to bed. "It's beginning to get cold already," said Papa. "Winter is coming," said Mom. "I must hurry." She knitted late into the night. The next morning, Mama called her children. "I finished them last night," she said. "Now try on these sweaters."
"What great red sweaters," said Mick.
"Don't we look nice in the same sweater?" said Molly.
"I'm stuck," Mac squeaked,
and everyone laughed. When they all had on their sweaters, they went outside into the woods.
"Hello, birds," said Mick. "Look at our handsome sweaters."
"Aren't they beautiful?" said Molly.
"They match."
"Our mama knitted them for us," said Mac.
"Soon it will be cold, but you will be really warm this winter," said Mama Bird.
"We are flying south to a warm place," chirped the children bird.
"See you next year."
"Look at the mushrooms," shouted Mick.
"They have red sweaters just like us," said Molly.
"And they are just like our family too," said Mac. "A mama and a papa and three children."
"I found some red berries," cried Mac. "Really red berries.
The last time we were here, they were green, weren't they?" asked Mick. "Winter is coming, so they changed their clothes, just like us," said Molly.
"They are as red as our sweaters," shouted Mac.
"Even the leaves are red," said Molly.
"Does everything change color because cold winter is coming?" said Mick.
"That's it," said Mac. Everything turns red, just like us in our sweaters." A little farther on, a bear was eating red persimmons.
"How can you eat so many?" asked Molly.
"Don't you get a tummy ache?"
She was worried.
"Oh, no," said the bear. "I need to eat a lot. Bears sleep during the winter, so I have to eat plenty now."
"Oh, dear," cried Molly. "Look over there. The sky is on fire."
Mac shouted, and sure enough, up in the sky was a great red glow. "Let's climb up to the treetop and see what it is," said Mac. It was the sunset. That night, the little squirrels couldn't wait to tell Mama and Papa about their day.
"The berries are red," said Mac, "just like our sweaters." "The leaves are red," said Molly, "just like our sweaters."
"Even the sky is red," said Mick, "just like our sweaters." "That's because winter is coming," said Mama.
"And that's because it's fall," said Papa.
"Hooray for fall," said Mick and Mac and Molly. Late that night, after the children had gone to bed, Papa and Mama sat by the stove.
"What are you knitting now?" Papa asked Mama.
"Something for you, my dear," said Mama. "A red scarf." And all winter long, no matter how cold it got, the squirrel family kept warm in their red sweaters and scarf.
Are you starting to notice that the leaves and the berries and everything is starting to change colors because it's fall? I love fall. I think it's so fun, and I love wearing sweaters. Hooray for fall. Thank you.